The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum to all. This is Martha Naila, your host and engineer for tonight. And welcome to Pioneer Power Hour. We are here at an Islamic center, the St. Pete Islamic Center. And we have a treat for you tonight. One of the longtime invitees, our dear loving Imam Wilmore Minka Siddiqui.
Assalamu alaikum, my sister.
Alhamdulillah.
How are you? And listeners.
Yes, yes. They'll be popping up there in just a moment. Now, we're going to start off as, before we go to your coming to St. Pete, take us back, you know, to your days in the land or wherever you want to start before Al-Islam. That's what I want to start with.
Okay,
you.
Okay, I started off in Sebring, Florida.
Oh, Sebring, okay.
A little small town, probably 100 miles southeast of St. Petersburg. I was working with a company, Florida Power Corporation, as an industrial electrician at the time. And then I ended up, my company, the factory that I was working at closed down, so I ended up moving up to D-Land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started running into Muslims.
Oh, in D-Land?
In D-Land, Florida.
Oh. Muslim African Americans or?
Not African Americans. I ran into African Americans in Daytona. I was going to Daytona to visit, you know, just to go to the beach and enjoy a Sunday, and I passed this little place called Muhammad's Mosque. And I thought that was an African term, so I said, that sounds African, so I'm going to come back by there and see what it's about. And I stopped back by there, and they were having prayer service at that time, speaking Arabic, and, I mean, to me, it sounded like it was a cult.
Oh, yeah, like a cult? Were you ready to run out of there?
Well, I did run. I closed the door, and I ran down. The Wally came out and said, hey, brother, brother. I said, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to interrupt your thing. I thought that was an African. He said, it is African. 60% of Africans are Muslim. He says, come on in and let's talk. He said, don't be scared. Come on in, man. So I came in, and we had a nice time. They gave me some bean soup, which was excellent. And then the bean pot topped it off.
Oh, okay.
I said, man, these people can cook.
Nothing else comes out of the idea of food, yeah?
Yeah, and then they gave me a Quran, and I went home and read it. But I didn't get anything out of it because, you know, unless you have a purpose, Islam is purpose-driven.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, life is purpose-driven. If you don't have a purpose, then you're going to be at risk. Because life, everything in life has a purpose. Everything that Allah has created has a purpose. And so I didn't see the purpose in just, you know, reading it. I didn't get anything from it. So that book sat on the shelf for like 2 years.
Now, in those 2 years, what were you doing? You had no drive, like you say.
Well, in those 2 years, I was still doing my thing, you know, doing my
music.
Doing my road shows, because I was a disc jockey.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Will DJ.
Will DJ.
Talk his job 24 hours a day would be 25, but 24 is sufficient to talk my job. You listen to WBLACK, and you're the main man. You understand? I ain't playing.
WBLACK.
WBLACK. That was my. It wasn't a real radio station, but it was like my handle when I went out on the road and I went from place to place to place to place. And I disc jockeyed at those places. And my handle was WBLACK.
Were you in Palm Beach somewhere you did that?
That's Palm Beach. I was a road.
Okay.
I graduated from Browning Institute in Fort Lauderdale. Where Walter Cronkite went to the same school. And I graduated from that school. And then after I graduated from that school, my first job was with a 5,000 watt station in Sebring, Florida. It was a country western station. So I got the bright idea since I was there for the weekend by myself. I'm going to play some Gladys Knight. I'm going to play some Temptations. I'm going to play all of these things.
Just one moment. Let me, you hold that for me. Because for some reason, this is saying that I'm not on. But I'm on.
Sure, no.
Let's see.
It appears that the host has already dialed into the show.
Okay, so we are on live. I just wanted to double check that, and now the callers are beginning to come in. The only thing is I don't have access to this board here. Okay, so we're here with Imam Wilmore Minka Siddiqui, and this is one of your favorite followers here. This is, we see the caller. Caller, we see you in the host queue. Will you press 1, and we'll bring you into the queue? We're interviewing Imam Wilmore Siddiqui. And I believe this is Amina from Decatur, Georgia. Amina, press 1 if you can. There you are. We're going to bring you into the queue so you can speak to Imam Wilmore Minka Siddiqui. I love saying the Minka. Okay, in just a moment, I pray that we're able to get you in. They say that. So obviously you heard me, so you're pressing 1. But this is supposed to be all green, and for some reason it's not. So I tell you what I'm going to do, Amina. I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to dial back in. All right? Just be patient with me.